Hi, everybody. I'm Jim.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Andy Lee from CNC Labs.
Yeah, Andy, you're joining us. And you have a desktop milling machine.
Yeah.
In a world dominated by 3D printers.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, that's the whole point of why we make desktop CNC machines is because everyone has a 3D, like a lot of people have 3D printers now. Everyone knows about 3D printing.
Yeah.
But CNC milling is mostly for the industrial applications. So we thought, okay, we need to come up with something a little bit different. So we came up with the machine we have now, the CNC Mill 1.
All right, so earlier this afternoon, we had a company on talking about 3D printing. So everybody kind of understands what a printer does, right? But for those who are not familiar with a CNC machine, what is a CNC?
Okay, so CNC stands for Computer Numerical Control. Mm-hmm. So it kind of encompasses any type of machine that uses a computer to control it. Our machine specifically, it uses a cutting tool, kind of like a drill, but it cars away at a material. So if you put a block of, let's say, wood, this machine will basically carve all the parts that you don't want until you're left with that 3D model that you want.
It's so, Michelangelo instead of Da Vinci.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just thinking that,
So it's kind of like a 3D printer, which does layer by layer, but instead of adding materials, it takes away materials. That's why it's called subtractive manufacturing.
Awesome.
Really cool, really cool. So is that what your company focuses primarily on, just building the desktop CNC, or do you have other things going on?
Well, the way that our company started is we were researching linear motion systems, so the mechanical systems that are in all of these different types of machines, 3D printers, laser cutters, and CNC machines. But as I was saying, 3D printers are really commonplace now, but CNC machining is starting to be more developed, so we thought we wanted to go with, we want to be the underdog. So,
nice.
Yeah.
So what are you doing here at Maker Expo today? You've brought your CNC desk. You have a desktop miller, is that right?
Yeah. So right now, downstairs, we have our CNC Mill 1, and we're just doing some demos and, you know, giving out some keychains, making a bunch of stuff. And you can also check out some samples and some of the other things that we're working on. So, yeah.
How do I get one?
Right now, we launched a Kickstarter. There's seven days left. So right now, we're just over $40,000 of our $60,000 goal.
Okay.
So if you want to get a machine, you can check it out on Kickstarter. Just search up CNC Mill, and we're one of the results.
Put a link in the show notes for that.
Pardon?
We'll also put a link in the show notes.
Yeah. So the website, you can check it out at www.sienci.com/Kickstarter.
The spelling is so clever. I can't get over it.
Yeah, that went right over my head up until you explained it to me, Jim. I just, woo, right over.
Yeah. A lot of people see our name and they're not really sure how to pronounce it, but the way that you pronounce our name is CNC Labs. And the reason behind that name was because me and Chris and our other team members have all had experience using 3D printers, laser cutters, and all of those other machines in the industrial sense and, like, in the consumer level. And all the time, these machines, they're too new to, like, be perfect yet. So, like, we really hate them, but we also really love them. So we personify them. And that's why CNC is kind of like, it's a play on words for computer numerical control.
Yeah.
But it also is kind of like someone's name, the way it's spelled. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about you. How long have you been sort of making things or developing?
I don't know. Like, when I was younger, my mom would take me to Science World in BC, and that really inspired me to pursue science. And so as I was growing up, I would, like, read a lot about science and engineering and things like that, and I taught myself how to weld, solder, you know, use power tools.
Wow.
And, like, eventually, it was just like, why am I not going into engineering? So I went into engineering. I got the chance to do a lot of cool jobs, like designing mechanical components, building robots, like a whole bunch of things. And that kind of led up to me starting to build my own machines and products and things like that.
So awesome. Yeah. So what's, like, you've built Desktop Mill 1.
Yeah.
What's next? Like, pie in the sky, far future, unlimited time, talent, and treasure.
So, in the short term, the plan is we will expand the design so that it'll be larger and higher performance. So hopefully we can cut steel. Right now we're cutting aluminum. And then next we have a 3D printer in the works. So it's a really cool 3D printer, kind of similar to what our design is.
Okay.
And we might make one that, like, folds down into a briefcase.
Oh, size. Wow.
That, so I think that would be
go
really
to a
cool.
meeting and print a prototype in that meeting.
Yeah, so it'll rise up, and it'll be like a full size machine, and then, like, when it's back at zero, it'll be like, I guess it'll kind of be like a thick laptop.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Super cool.
But who knows, like, a lot of things could happen, right?
Oh, for sure, for sure.
So what is the coolest thing you've seen at Maker Expo today, apart from this podcast, which is obviously the best?
And apart from your CNC machine. That doesn't count.
Good point.
We've had a lot of people come by our booth, so I haven't gotten a chance to really take a look around yet. I was here last year, and I definitely remember a lot of cool projects. Like, there's a pick and place that was homemade, and that is crazy. There was a CPU built with, like, just like transistors and stuff from scratch.
Oh, wow.
And that I think that took 3 years to build. And if you know anything about, like, computer architecture and, like, things like that, it would blow your mind to think you can make it out of, like, little diodes and other things.
I think my favorite from last year, just because I'm a Whovian, was the K9 replica. The one that, like, you could do your homework with. So I thought that was great.
Oh, my. So we'll give you a chance to wander around and check out the rest of the expo. And thank you very much for joining us,
Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.